Hey there, welcome to Following the Truth. My name is Gary Zimek. Glad to have you along with me today, which is July the 9th. It's a Thursday. God grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change. Does that sound familiar? The well-known serenity prayer originating from Alcoholics Anonymous. It's funny. I was on the way to daily mass with my wife Eileen today, and we were praying, and somehow the serenity prayer popped into my head, and I hadn't really thought about it. And given all that's going on with the COVID-19 pandemic and a lot of us having to accept things that we would like to change, but that we can't, and the frustration that comes along with that, you know, wanting to change something that you can't change, I'm amazed that this prayer hasn't popped into my head before now. So I was telling Eileen, this would be a great topic for the program, the Serenity Prayer. And then I went to find it because I thought I knew what it was. So I did a Google search for the Serenity Prayer, and I found out some interesting news. The common version of the prayer is only a partial version. There's a full version to the Serenity Prayer. Yeah, who would have thought? You might know that. I did not realize that. So today, I thought it would be good to just go through it line by line. It's an incredible prayer. Now, I have never been involved with Alcoholics Anonymous. I know some people who have and who were helped tremendously from the organization. But I love this philosophy of accepting the things that I cannot change and trusting in God and His providence to learn to deal with things in life that are unchangeable, that I can't change. So I really think it's good that we talk about the prayer because I've always been, as I said, always been fascinated with it. And I think that today is a good time, a really good time with what's going on in the world, a good time to really focus on this idea of serenity and the serenity that comes from surrender, the surrendering to God's will. You know, your will be done. There's a lot of peace that comes from that. And it's, I think, it's something very much needed. So we're going to spend the rest of the program focusing on the full version of the Serenity Prayer. We'll see where the Holy Spirit takes us. I want to thank you for listening. I want to thank you for all of your support, for all of your donations. You've been very good to me, and I'm really grateful. And as I was telling somebody who sent in a donation to me, I said, I really feel that this is what I'm supposed to do. This is my calling in life, that I'm supposed to be the guy that helps bring you comfort, to give you hope, and to let you know that Jesus loves you and that He wants to be the Lord and Master of your life. That's a tricky thing. A lot of us say we get that, but we really don't get it. And you're listening to a guy who struggles with that. Saying, Lord, you're the boss, you're the Lord and Master of my life, means you're giving Him full permission to call the shots. Jesus, you tell me what to do every day, and I will do it. But then we get into these different problems and situations that unfold, and we take back our pledge pledge of loyalty to Him. You know, you're my Lord. Oh, wait a minute, except now. I got to worry about this problem because I'm going to handle it. You know, and that's an ongoing battle, but don't beat yourself up over it. Keep going to Jesus. Keep on trying. That's all He asks of us. He asks us to be faithful. We don't need to be successful. We need to be faithful. That old line from Mother Teresa, I think it was, God doesn't ask us to be successful. He asks us to be faithful. And that's such an important point, just to be faithful to Him, to turn to Him every day and say, Lord, let's go. Tell me where we're going today. Jesus, I trust in You. Jesus, I surrender my life to Your will. And when we fall, we get up. He fell three times on the way of the cross. On the road to Calvary, He fell three times. That's a great lesson for us. You're going to fall. You're going to have those days. Don't beat yourself up. Surrendering to the will of the Lord is a lifelong process. And it's something that we do well some days and we do it bad some other days. I don't want you to get upset about that. We all struggle. So together, let's work on surrender today, surrendering to God's will. By the way, before we do the prayer, I want to remind you, if you want to find out more about my work, please visit my website, followingthetruth.com. Now, I've got a problem here. I'm going to be honest with you. So before the show, I heated up a nice hot cup of black coffee, which is what one of my favorite beverages. Again, It's in the 90s here in southern New Jersey, but I can still drink my coffee. But the problem is, I heated it up. It's too hot. So I don't want to burn my mouth. So now I'm looking at this great cup of coffee, but I can't take a sip of it. I hope you're having better luck with your beverage du jour and your snack. You know, you think you got problems. I mean, walk a mile in my shoes and you'll see what a nut I am. But anyway, listen, it's great to have you with me. Let's pray. Let's turn to our Father in heaven today. And just for a minute, just picture yourself sitting on the lap. Picture yourself being a small child right now, and you're sitting on the lap of your Father in heaven, who loves you, who's got all your problems taken care of. You're totally safe. You got nothing to worry about. He's in charge. Doesn't that feel good? That very thought, doesn't that feel really good? That's how he wants you to be. That's how he wants you to feel. You know, as I this thought just popped into my head because it's a funny one. As I leaned and I continued on our drive to church, we were at a traffic light. We were sitting at a red light, and this car pulled beside us to our left, and the back window was open, and there was this German Shepherd whose head was out the window, just with its tongue hanging out, and he was just sniffing the air, and his head was going all around, and he was just having a grand old time. And I turned to Eileen and I said, I want to be like that dog. You know, and God wants us to be that way. I mean, yeah, we have to handle our problems. When problems come up, we're supposed to do something about them. He expects that. But for the most part, we get too involved in his work. We try to take his job from him, and that's not good. He wants us to be that little child or that dog just wanting to get a breath of fresh air out the window and just having a grand old time. He wants us to live in the present moment. So we're going to turn to our Heavenly Father right now, sit on his lap, and just let him take care of us. Put your problems aside. Give them to him. That's a better way to say it. Give them to him. Let him handle them for you. He'll tell you when it's time for you to do something. Please join me in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Father in heaven, thank you for bringing us to this moment in time. You're so good to us, Father. You created us out of nothing. You created us so that we can be in a relationship with you. It gives you great joy when we turn to you in prayer. Wow, that's amazing. You created the entire universe, and yet you care when I, a creature, come to you and pray and hang out with you. But you do care. So thank you. Thank you for loving me that much that you just care and want to be with me. No matter what I do, I can't make you love me any more or any less. Man, that's what I call love. Thank you, Father. I've experienced love in my lifetime, but never that kind of love. Father, help us. Help us with our problems today. Let us be able to just enjoy your presence. Let's find joy in the little things. Help us to do that. Help us to find joy in the little things. A nice cup of coffee, taking a walk, a sunrise, holding hands with your spouse or your boyfriend or girlfriend. Fresh air. Taking a nice walk, a good meal, a nice piece of cake. All these things you give us, Father, which bring us joy, they all come from you. Thank you for showing us your love in so many different ways. You have shown us your love in the greatest way possible by sending Jesus, your Son, into the world to suffer and die for us and rise from the dead so that the gates of heaven can be opened. That's such a great gift, Father God. Thank you. Father, we turn to you today in a world very much shut down by the coronavirus, and we ask you to eliminate this virus. You can do that. We know that you don't will sickness. We ask you, Father, to teach us whatever it is that we're supposed to learn from this pandemic so that we can move on. and so that the world can open up again. But we pray, Father, that we are changed, that we never take anything for granted again, and that we take you seriously and obey your commands. We pray for the grace for that to happen. Father, I ask you to send a special and fresh outpouring of the Holy Spirit on us today. Give me the words to deliver the message that you have for us. And open all of our minds and our hearts so that we can hear and respond to your message. Father, I ask this in the name of Jesus, your Son. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, thank you. I have to adjust my seat. Excuse me. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Gary Zimek. This is Following the Truth. We do this program every Monday through Friday. And don't forget the weekly show that I do called The Gary Zimek Show. You can get that from all of your traditional podcast outlets, wherever you get this show from. You can get that show as well. It's a 30-minute reflection on the week, the current week's Mass readings. So hope you can listen to that as well. Hey, by the way, I got some really cool news before I start into this Serenity Prayer. I got an email from Amazon yesterday, and it I'm a customer. And it said, there's a new book out from Gary Zimek. And I thought, well, that's me. It's pretty kind of weird. You know, I can't really explain how weird that is when Amazon sends you an email saying that there's a new book out from an author and you're the author. It's still something I'm never going to get used to, but praise God. God's been really good to me there. But so they are highlighting my forthcoming book. The book's going to be coming out technically, I think it's October the 3rd or something like that. It'll probably be out a few weeks earlier. The name of the book is Let Go of Anger and Stress, Be Transformed by the Fruits of the Holy Spirit. It's a book about the Holy Spirit, in particular, the fruits of the Holy Spirit. You know what? You get the Holy Spirit working in your life, and all of those fruits, all of those things you're longing for, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Those fruits of the Spirit, those nine fruits of the Spirit, they start to become evident in your lives. And, you know, if you're somebody who tends to be a worrier, and I know a lot of worriers listen to my show, peace and joy, how about that? How about those two fruits? You know, patience is another good one. So by letting the Holy Spirit work in your life, I'm going to go in for a sip of coffee now. Oh, that's good. It's cooled off enough now. By letting the Holy Spirit work in your life, you will find it possible to experience peace and break free from anxiety. But you've got to learn to yield to the Holy Spirit. We will talk much more about the book and those concepts when the book does come out. But I recommend, if you're interested in a copy, pre-order it as soon as you can. My last book, Give Up Worry for Lent, sold out for the past 2 years during the Lenten season. So I expect this book to do really well. And in fact, on Amazon today, and it's not even going to be out for 3 months, the book is ranked as the number one new release in adult Christian ministry. So it's going to be getting some attention. So I really would encourage you to check that out. It's a really cool thing. I'm so blessed that God is, that he's blessing my work. I mean, I am so grateful. I'm so grateful. And I'm grateful to you. I want you to know that. I'm so grateful to you that you support me, you pray for me, you send me encouraging messages. I can never thank you enough for that. And I want to just be here for you as long as I can, as long as this is possible for me to do this. I'm going to keep doing it, keep telling you about Jesus and how good he is. Okay, so the full Serenity Prayer. So this prayer originated in through the Alcoholics Anonymous organization, or at least I believe it did. They use it, and I'm pretty sure that's the deal. I don't have the full story on it. But the prayer is such a good one, and I think it's great to go through it line by line. I think what I'll do is I'll read it once, and I probably need to post it somewhere. I'll probably post it on Facebook or write a blog post about it. It's just such a great prayer. I'll read it through once, and then we'll chat about it, okay? Because I want you to hear this full prayer. And in fact, why don't we pray it? Instead of me just reading it, let's pray it. And then we'll go through it line by line. Does that sound like a plan? All right, let's do it. Let me take a quick sip of coffee so I don't get a scratchy throat in the middle of this. Okay, here we go. And again, picture your Father in heaven hearing us pray this. God grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and wisdom to know the difference. Living one day at a time, enjoying one moment at a time, accepting hardships as the pathway to peace, taking as he did this sinful world as it is, not as I would have it. Trusting that he will make things right if I surrender to his will, so that I may be reasonably happy in this life and supremely happy with him forever and ever in the next. Amen. Isn't that good? I mean, that is just such a powerful prayer. For those of us who struggle, and a lot of us who struggle with anxiety, we like to control. You know, I've talked about this before. That's no secret. We want to control things. And for those of us who like to be in control, when you face a global pandemic, like we're going through right now, that any illusion of control vanishes quickly. So we get it. We get we're not in control. Now, look, I was aware that I was not in control before this whole thing started, but I don't think I was as aware as I should have been. You know, you take for granted you can go to the supermarket and buy what you need. You take for granted your church is going to always be open. You can go to daily mass if you want. You can go to mass on Sunday. You take for granted that you can run in and out of a store without a problem. You take for granted that you can hug a family member. You can shake hands with somebody that you meet. Take these things for granted. And all of a sudden, we can't do these things. You know? All of a sudden, we can't do things that we would never have imagined we would be unable to do. Well, we can't. And I think no doubt about it, God got our attention with this one. I wish people didn't have to suffer, but I think it's a good thing that we realize that we're learning this lesson. Hopefully we're learning this lesson. Hopefully I'm learning this lesson. I think I am, but I pray every day, Lord, teach me. If there's something you really want to teach me through this painful process, please let me understand it. Please let me understand it. So the prayer, God grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change. That's a big thing right now. Accepting what you cannot change. You know, if you refuse to accept the things in life that you can't change, such as the weather. Do you ever have a party planned and you're really worried that it might rain? And you become stressed out. What happens if it rains? What am I going to do? You know, that agony and that anxiety that originates from trying to control the uncontrollable, that's real. And it's torture, isn't it? Learning to accept the things in life that we can't change, that is huge. And that is the way we are going to find peace. To accept the things I cannot change. I would like to be able to go out without a mask on. Do food shopping without a mask. I would like to go to mass. To walk in the church building without a mask on. I would, because it's hard to breathe with the mask. I don't like it. But I can't change that right now. So I have to pray for the grace to be able to accept the things I cannot change. The prayer goes on, the courage to change the things I can. Now, there are some things in life that I am able to change. Some of them do require courage. Some of them require me to make changes in my life, to give up things that I might like to do that are not good for me. I might need to change friends. I might need to change jobs. Maybe my job is causing me to become distanced from God in some way. Courage to change the things I can. Because a lot of times we can make changes in our lives, but we don't want to do them. because we're afraid. And the wisdom to know the difference. And you know, this is so funny because Eileen and I, my wife and I, were talking about this just the other day about this idea of how do I know when I've done all I can and when I've just got to sit back and let God take over. And that's challenging. And I'm sure you've faced this at times. All right, I have a situation here. How do I know when I'm doing what God wants me to do? Is it safe to go to church and wear my mask and take my chances that I might get the coronavirus? Or do I stay home? Or is that being overly controlling? And the answer is not always black and white. Sometimes it's tricky. We've got to plan for the future. God gave us brains to do that. He gave us common sense. And he expects us to use that. My friend Deacon Harold Burke Sivers, he said, and I just love this line, he said to me once, you know, God gave us a brain. And it's so true. That's so Deacon Harold-like, but it's absolutely true. God gave us the brain to think, to make sensible decisions, to be cautious, but reasonably cautious. Because honestly, if you're so afraid that something could possibly happen to you, you'll never leave your house. What if I get in a car accident? What if I get hit by a car crossing the street? What if I get robbed? You know, we could take this to the extreme. That's why the Holy Spirit and the gift of counsel is really important. Because the Holy Spirit can counsel us to let us know what it is that we are supposed to do. Okay. Serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and wisdom to know the difference. That's the standard serenity prayer that most of us know. And then, as I discovered today, there is more to the prayer. And it goes on to say, living one day at a time. Oh, so important. And this is such a big part of my message. It's the message of Christ, too, in his Sermon on the Mount. He was very clear about this. Don't worry about tomorrow. Live one day at a time. It doesn't mean don't prepare for tomorrow. It means don't worry about tomorrow. Don't worry. Don't play the what-if game. Living one day at a time, enjoying one moment at a time. See, now it breaks it down. This prayer breaks it down even more specifically. Not just one day at a time, but one moment at a time. If you are struggling with anxiety, I would recommend to you that you take it one moment at a time. Oh, I made it through that moment. To praise God for that. Now, I'm not saying you do that all the time, but if you're having a really, really bad day, that's the way to do it. 1 minute at a time. Accepting hardships as the pathway to peace. That's a tough one. Accepting hardships as the pathway to peace. If God's allowing something to happen in your life, that's his will. Now, again, that doesn't mean he causes the evil in your life to happen, the bad things, the tragedies, not necessarily causing it, but he is allowing it to happen because he is almighty. He is all powerful. And, you know, we talked about this on the show this week. Accepting hardships as the pathway to peace. Okay, Lord, grant me the grace to deal with this cross. And I unite my suffering with you. As St. Paul tells us, in Colossians 1:24, Jesus allows us to share in his mission of saving the world by offering up our crosses and uniting them with his death on the cross. Taking as he did this sinful world as it is, not as I would have it. See, Jesus met people where they were. He would hang with sinners. He accepted his death on the cross because that was part of the Father's plan. We would all love it if everybody was good and kind and nice to each other. If there was no crime, we would all love it. But this is a fallen world we live in. It's going to drive you crazy unless you accept that. Doesn't mean you can't make a difference. You go out and you be kind to people. You pray for people. But you can't control the behavior of people or let yourself become overly consumed by the evil in the world. There's a lot of nuttiness going on right now. Let's accept this world as it is and be the one who makes a difference and trust God to give you the grace to deal with it. And that leads us into the next line, trusting that he will make things right if I surrender to his will. We leave it up to him. Lord, you take care of it. I surrender to your will so that I may be reasonably happy in this life. This life is not heaven, but the kingdom of God is at hand. Jesus said that. That was in yesterday's gospel. It's in today's gospel. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. I can be reasonably happy through my relationship with Jesus Christ in this life. I can. I have a lot of very happy days. You can have that as well. But you can be supremely happy with him forever and ever in the next. This world is not heaven. You can get glimpses of heaven in this life, but it's not perfect. That's why we have the hope of heaven. And we rejoice in the fact that God is with us, and also that this life on earth is not the end of our lives. Life continues, even after death. So there you have it, the full Serenity Prayer. I'm going to make this available. I might even send it out on one of my emails. I'm not sure, but I really would like you to read this because it's such a good prayer. You know what? I think I will send it out in my email, my daily email, Let Not Your Heart Be Troubled devotional. If you have not signed up for it, please do that. Go to followingthetruth.com, submit, give me your email address. That's all you need to do. You can put your name in there as well. But really, all you need to do is the email address. And I'll send this out. This is the full Serenity Prayer. It's really important. Learning to trust God. Living out those words in the Our Father, your will be, or thy will be done. You know, and really living them and meaning them. That's the secret to experiencing peace in this life, okay? Hey, it was great hanging out with you. I plan to be back here tomorrow for the Friday edition of Following the Truth. I hope you can join me. If you can, please tell a friend about this program. And if possible, I would greatly appreciate it. In these lean times, it's time. I was looking at my income the other day. There's not a lot coming in right now because of speaking being canceled, postponed due to the pandemic. So I would greatly appreciate it if you would be able to send a donation along to keep me up and running, to keep this show being able to be produced and sent out free of charge, as well as all of my other work. Followingthetruth.com is the place to go, but just click on donate and you can donate securely through PayPal there. I would greatly appreciate that if you could. Okay, I'm going to run. I'm going to be praying for you. Remember, surrender. That is the key to peace. Thy will be done, right? You start doing that, you're going to be peaceful. Have a wonderful night. Make this a good day, will you? And I look forward to seeing you tomorrow. God bless you.